This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Kazakhstan's president has declared a two-week state of emergency in the Central Asian nation's biggest city, Almaty, and a western province where protests have turned violent, his office said early on Wednesday. The move includes an 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew, movement restrictions, and a ban on mass gatherings. Quote, calls to attack government and military offices are absolutely illegal, he said in a video address a few hours earlier. Quote, the government will not fall, but we want mutual trust and dialogue rather than conflict. The oil-rich country's government announced late on Tuesday it was restoring some price caps on liquefied petroleum gas after the rare protests reached Almaty following a sharp rise in the price of fuel at the start of the year. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro will not need surgery after being hospitalized for an intestinal obstruction that has now been cleared, his medical team said on Tuesday. The blockage was Bolsonaro's latest complication from a 2018 stabbing. He's undergone a series of emergency operations since being knifed during a campaign event in September of that year. The Brazilian president said on Twitter on Monday, he started feeling unwell on Sunday after lunch. He'd been vacationing in southern Brazil and was urgently taken to Sao Paulo by plane. Bolsonaro noted it was his second hospitalization with the same symptoms in a few months. He's been in power since 2019 and plans to stand for re-election as president in a vote scheduled for October this year. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of U.S. motorists were stranded after a winter storm startled traffic in the state of Virginia and left some drivers stuck in place for nearly 24 hours in freezing temperatures along an impassable stretch of interstate south of the nation's capital. Problems began Monday morning when a truck jackknifed on Interstate 95, the main north-south highway along the East Coast, triggering a swift chain reaction as other vehicles lost control, state police said. Lanes in both directions became blocked across a 40-mile stretch of I-95. As hours passed and night fell, motorists posted messages on social media about running out of fuel, food, and water, but there were no reports of any serious injuries or deaths. The United States and European Union warned Sudan's military on Tuesday against naming its own prime minister after civilian leader Abdallah Hamdok quit amid protests against the junta. The group on Sudan, the United States, Britain, and Norway, and the EU, quote, will not support a prime minister or government appointed without the involvement of a broad range of civilian stakeholders, said a joint statement issued by the U.S. State Department. The four Western powers said they believed in the democratic transition of Sudan, launched in 2019 following mass protests, but issued a veiled warning to the military if it does not move forward. The group has called for elections set under the transition timetable for 2023 to go ahead and for the building of an independent legislature and judiciary. Two explosive-laden drones were shot down on Tuesday by Iraq's air defenses as they approached an airbase which hosts U.S. forces west of Baghdad, an official of the U.S.-led International Military Coalition said. U.S. officials in recent weeks had warned they expected an uptick in attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, in part because of the second anniversary of the killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. A similar attack was foiled Monday when Iraqi air defenses downed two drones as they approached a base hosting U.S. forces near Baghdad's international airport. Separately, another coalition official says the coalition carried out strikes against what they called an imminent threat after they saw several rocket launch sites near the Green Village in Syria. They didn't say which country carried out the strikes or who's responsible, but Iranian-backed militia forces have occasionally targeted U.S. forces in both Iraq and Syria. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.